Warm 101.3. It is Wellness Wednesday. We have Dr. Matt with us today, and as we do on Wednesdays for the foreseeable future, I think. I don't know. And what are some of the things? What's a number one tip you would say to stay as healthy as we can during the staying at home and just not doing our normal thing?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's on everybody's mind so much more. Which it's kind of old hat for us to think about. Staying healthy and keeping the metabolism strong, but I know everybody with the concern and the stress that we're all feeling, we're all thinking more, how am I going to keep my body safe, my family healthy? So, the simplest but most important thing, it's just so fundamental, is making sure that we're staying hydrated. We don't commonly, I think, walk around considering that, but it's such a basic but essential piece of, again, keeping the metabolism strong. And if you're doing that, that's going to be good for your health. So that's why I don't want to take a minute to just expand on that today. And again, it's just easy, but so overlooked, so easy to miss.
Yeah, I've been walking around because of my wife for the last 2 or 3 years now with a water bottle, and I drink probably, I got to drink a gallon of water a day.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, so that's fantastic. And I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong, but that's probably kind of out of the norm compared to a lot of friends,
so.
Coworkers, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so here's where I'd like to just direct everybody really briefly. If you're not like Tony, and you're not drinking a gallon of water a day, which I think most of us are not there, a good place to start is to just take your body weight, cut it in half. So again, use simple numbers. If you're 100 pounds, we're going to go for 50 ounces as your target. Now, don't just go right to that, especially if you're going, well, yeah, I really don't drink water. It's boring. I don't like it. There's plenty of other stuff. Work by 10 ounces at a time. So again, if you're 100 pounds, 50 ounces is your goal, and work by 10 ounces a week. So start with 10 and then go to 20, 30, all the way up to 50. That's a good place to start. And then just to expand on this just a tiny bit more, one thing that's critical too is making sure that you're balancing the water with something that does contain mineral and electrolyte. When we're talking about drinking water, the goal is to hydrate, and so you can actually dehydrate yourself if you're drinking too much water, if you're drinking it too quickly, if you again go from 0 to 100 too fast. So we've got to make sure that that's a careful conversation and one that we love having with our clients. But it's about all we can say for today is just start there, start drinking some, but make it gradual, and again, make sure that you're doing something good to bring in minerals and electrolytes too, because it's got to actually stay in the body, stay in the cell, and that's what we need.
Beautiful. All right, Dr. Matt, Wellness Wednesday, thank you so much.
My pleasure.